Committee members, take your seats, please. Okay, heads up, everyone. Tom, Dave. Okay, I'd like to welcome Mayor Mitchell and turn the floor over to him.
I pressed the button. Oh, there we go. I'm getting used to this. Well, thanks for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak to you. And I, as you can see, I come without notes, so I'm speaking from the heart, although I don't come necessarily with any policy prescriptions. Let me say, first of all, welcome to New Bedford, everybody. It's great that you're meeting here today, and I hope it's the case with the council and all of its subcommittees that you keep coming back. We are, as we learned today, still the number one fishing port in the United States. I don't know if anyone saw the press release, but and I won't start the we're number one chant, but if you want to chime in, you should feel free to do that. We're very proud of the fact that once again, for the 12th straight year, we are the largest fishing port in the United States as measured by the value of our annual landings. And that's a way, really, to segue into a couple of points. Although I am an elected, locally elected official, and have no legal authority over the fisheries in a direct way. Obviously, that's largely the purview of the federal government, as well as to a lesser degree the state government. I do see part of my role as mayor as being an advocate for the industry. This should come as no surprise to you. I think other mayors in New Bedford have approached the job roughly the same way, at least with respect to fishing advocacy. And, you know, it's obviously a large part of our economy, about one-sixth of the domestic output of the city, but it's also really the cultural soul of New Bedford, the fishing industry is. So it's very important to us, and you don't need to walk far from this hotel to see the signs of it. It's all over the place. And we're very proud of our fishing history. A couple of points. I've had the opportunity a few weeks ago to testify before the SSC. And I was pleased that I had you know, at least a receptive audience, and over time I've grown to appreciate the role that all of you attempt to fulfill. And that's this. I mean, it's really a matter of getting the regulations right, and it is a tough job. What you're dealing with is our people's lives, their livelihoods, the viability of fishing communities and the culture that has grown up around them, and people's ability to do all the things that we want to do as Americans, build a house, live in a good neighborhood, send your kids to a good school, let them go on to a good college. This is what fishing, as fishing families want, it's what we all want in one way or another. So what you have at stake, what's at stake in front of you are weighty matters. The environmental concerns that you weigh at the same time are important to the ocean ecosystems and therefore the ecosystem, all the ecosystems on the planet. They're all interrelated. So it's what you are charged with doing is no mean feat, especially given the uncertainty around the science in measuring fishing stocks. It's very difficult stuff. So I just want you to know that right up front. I mean, you, I'm sure, will continue to hear advocacy from me in the press, but know where I'm coming from. These are important matters to me, and I will be continue to be an advocate for the industry here in New Bedford. But I appreciate where you're coming from, and that you will you know, continue to look at the human side of these decisions, because they are extremely important. And one thing that I, other thing I wanted to stress today was, I appreciate, again, as mayor of this city, the efforts of a number of folks, especially in the congressional delegation here in Massachusetts, to secure direct and indirect financial relief for fishermen, especially in the ground fishery, who have either been put out of business or are threatened with the closure of their businesses, as it were. That's all very important to us. We obviously in New Bedford want to make sure we get our fair share of that relief, but be that as it may, the relief is certainly welcome. It's certainly needed. At the same time, I think it's very important not to to avoid the temptation that that's somehow the end of the story. In other words, that somehow financial relief puts a coda on all the you know, the hand wringing that's been going on the last few years about over catch allocations on the groundfish side. It remains true that it remains that we have science that we rely on that is you know, I don't think I'm overstating this, that is dubious, and that there is a high degree of uncertainty around the science that that we rely on. The best available science isn't at a level of certainty that we would make most important decisions. And so the struggle has to continue to find ways to better measure the number of fish in the sea. It's easier, obviously, to shellfish like scallops, because they don't move. You can sample and measure them to a higher degree of certainty than ground fish. But the reality is that we have to continue to struggle with the limitations of the science, and know that that on what, again, may be very faulty or dubious scientific grounds, we're making very weighty decisions. So it makes your job all the much harder. And so I would just ask you to continue to remain open-minded about the effect that your decisions will have on the fishery and the basis on which you're making those decisions, the fishery and the fishing industry. And knowing that when decisions are made, we're really talking, we're really creating an outdoor and not the indoor. In other words, that there's, it's easy to show fishermen the door to the industry, to leave the industry, then to come back. The barriers of entry are pretty significant. They may, I've seen many fishing families in our community leave the industry not to come back. The reality is that fishermen tend not to come back. And so the idea of, you hear in the popular media, in the mainstream media, that the financial relief to the fishing industry is akin to financial relief for family farms. There is, to my mind, a very significant difference, and it's this. The farmers continue to farm after the financial relief is received. Fishermen almost invariably go out of business permanently. They don't continue to fish, and the effect that that has potentially on fishing communities is permanent, too. We've seen many fishing communities go out of business. New Bedford is not nearly out of business, and won't be, but it certainly, the effect that people leaving the industry has on the community is permanent, and I just hope that you keep that in mind. It is, to a great degree, for cultural as well as economic reasons, irreversible. So in any event, I don't mean to sound a dour note here, but I think there are, I wanted just to, again, bring us back to the human element in your decision-making process. I don't envy you. I mean, you have, you've got tough decisions to make. You will continue to have those tough decisions in front of you in the foreseeable future. But you know, I hope what we can have is an open dialogue about them. I look forward to future occasions in which I can come before you and offer my perspective as the mayor of this city. So with that, one last point, and that is I hope you continue to come back to Fairfield, and I hope you continue to come back to New Bedford. I hope you continue to dine in our restaurants. I understand that you guys stayed here last night. I hope you had a good time. And if anybody wants restaurant recommendations, I'll be happy to offer them to you. So, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for today. Thank you again for inviting me.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor, for carving out a valuable time out of your schedule to come meet with us, and we sure appreciate New Bedford's hospitality.
Great. Thank you very much.